It's Friday, June 5th, and this is VOA's International Edition. I'm Sarah Williams reporting from Washington. Coming up, suspected Chinese hackers stole data on millions of U.S. federal workers. We meet a Colombian immigrant in New York City, and we hear the latest about American country music. It's all ahead. Well, U.S. officials are saying that hackers in China launched a massive cyber attack on the federal agency responsible for collecting background information on millions of government employees. And I'm joined now by VOA's Doug Bernard. So, Doug, so far, what do we know about this?
Well, we know that this hack, and this is a fairly substantial hack, happened back in April. We know that the personal records of about 4 million federal employees were compromised or breached. We know that the hackers used a somewhat sophisticated technique. It's called a zero-day technique, without getting too much into the weeds on it. Basically, they were able to exploit a security hole that apparently the programmers didn't know about. This is somewhat concerning, I think, because while we've heard of the Sony hacks and Target and private companies, generally speaking, the federal government has maintained higher levels of cybersecurity. The fact that hackers were able to penetrate that and get access to so much sensitive information is of concern.
What kind of information? Why is this so sensitive? I mean, what could be learned by this?
Sure, exactly. Well, the agency that was targeted is called the Office of Personnel Management, or let's just call it OPM. Mm-hmm. OPM is kind of like the government's bookkeeper. They collect private information about employees. And here's all the kinds of information. Then again, even potentially you and I have at OPM. Our names, our addresses, our marital status, our social security numbers, our security clearance, our children, our educational background, our insurance, our, you know, our savings and banking kind of records. That's just some of it. So I think that's why so many people are concerned and somewhat angry.
Yes. Okay. Thank you very much, Doug. That's VOA's Doug Bernard. Well, meanwhile, I spoke with VOA Beijing correspondent Bill Ide about the developments. We seem to be having... I guess that we have a technical problem at the moment, but Doug, you're still here. Yes.
What I was going to say is that we didn't really talk much about who the federal government is pointing the finger at. The federal government is pointing the finger squarely at China. And in fact, they are implicating the PLA, the People's Liberation Army. This is not the first time, however, that the PLA has been implicated in some really significant hacking or cyber espionage activities. Last year, they had, in fact, last year, the FBI released an indictment of 7 PLA officers who they say were behind and targeting and engineering various hacks of the federal government.
Mm-hmm. And I see also that, in addition, unclassified computers, at the White House and State Department.
Sure. So a little bit later last year, late last year and into the spring of this year, it looks like it was Russian hackers that were targeting the State Department, the Interior Department, and the White House. Now, when it comes to the state and as far as we know, the state and the White House computers, these were unclassified systems. So and the federal officials say that the security holes were quickly patched. That's what they're saying. We don't know this, however, I can't independently confirm that. In that case, it looks like that was less espionage activities, as the Chinese are so frequently engaged in, and more kind of mischief or nuisance hacks, which generally speaking tend to come more from Russia.
Okay, we continue to be experiencing technical problems here. So,
sorry, Doug. No, that's quite okay. What I can just add to this is that.
Okay. We'll take this break.
Thank you. accidentellement.
I think it demonstrates that for all the money that the government's currently spending on cyber security.
With your social media update, I'm Andrew Balcheski, social media editor here at The Voice. Thank you.